Misha Blaze is an international best-selling author illustrator whose books have been published in dozens of countries around the world. Her educational background was in the study of religions and conflict resolution and did arts-based conflict resolution curriculum in public schools for many years before devoting herself full-time to art and graphic design. After designing wall art for global brands, she shifted into making books for kids and adults. She is known for her uplifting content that helps people look at the world in a new way. Today, Misha and I will be discussing her latest book, Breathe Deep, an illustrated guide to the transformative power of breathing. And y'all know how much I love to talk about breathing, so let's dive in.
Welcome to the show, Misha. I am so excited to have you on today. As we were talking earlier, our backgrounds are really what we're all about. It's very aligned, so I've been very excited to finally speak to you. I received an advanced copy of your book, which I'm going to show here, Breathe Deeply, and I can't wait to just dive right in. So why don't we start by just sharing, how this came to be and in terms of your family story.
Sure. Well, I have been making books. I'm an author and illustrator, and I've been doing that for about 8 years. And my books are in a very niche market. They have an international presence. Actually, one of them was a bestseller in China. But here, I found a very specific market with people who are very interested in themes of how we're interconnected with the universe and with nature and with each other. And so I just try and make these uplifting books that inspire people to see the world through a new lens. And with this book, I had actually been working on a totally different book for a few years, and it got rejected from several publishers, and they were saying, why don't you concentrate on a really specific theme that's a little more relevant to your life? And it hit me, I had just gone through this years-long process with my son around his breathing. And so I decided that the breath is such a beautiful symbol of how we're connected with the universe. It's a symbol of our interchange with the cosmos, of how we share space with each other. And I was like, oh, this is a perfect avenue for me to explore something that I've personally gone through in, using my art and science fun facts like I like to do. So what happened with us is my son, he was just sick for many years. He wasn't having huge health crises, thank God, but the guy was just sick and he was having trouble breathing, and he's always had really bad allergies. And so did I, actually. And we just couldn't figure out what was going on. And we are in and out of doctor's offices, doing rounds of antibiotics. We're trying all these different things. And I'm telling you, this was going on for years and years. And it got to a point where we put him on some medication. It's called Singulair. People with asthma are familiar with this. One of the side effects of this medication is suicidality. And that was a point where I was like, what are we doing here? This is so scary. And so I went deep into the homeopathic kind of home treatment approach, which for us was really extreme diets, like restriction diets, cutting out dairy, cutting out gluten, low sugar. And it's only years later that I realized that the way we were doing that was actually creating more anxiety, and it wasn't helpful overall. And I'd love to get into that later, since it has to do with the nervous system and the desire of the nervous system to feel safe and how much that helps with healing. But at that point, we had just got back from a doctor's office, and my husband was talking to a friend of ours who's a doctor. He's a sleep doctor. And he was like, hey, what do you think about our son sleeping? He has such fitful sleeping. He's always talking. He's always walking. And the first thing the sleep doctor said to us was, well, is he a mouth breather? And my husband was like, well, what's that? And it's just exactly what it sounds like. It's breathing through your mouth. It's such a common thing. Many children have it. I think up to 25% of kids are mouth breathers, adults as well. And you diagnose it, but you just see it. You watch your child sleep. And we saw that he's a mouth breather. And from there, we were led into this world of breath work and working with these specialists called myofunctional therapists, who their work is basically retraining the muscles in your face and in your mouth and in your tongue. They use certain maybe appliances or like small surgeries, but also just breath work activities and exercises, which we did so much for so many years, and that retrains your breathing. And that's what created this like revolutionary impact on his life as well as our lives, because breathing is such a powerful force. And so it was a whole, it was like a life-changing experience for our whole family. So that was the time that I was like, okay, this is what I'm writing my book on. And I started doing even deeper research and I came out with this book, Breathe Deep.
That's amazing. A lot of that touches upon stuff that's going on in my household, because we all have allergies and asthma, and that all sounded very familiar, with the exception of the route that you took. Like, we have not gone the route, which was also very fascinating to me, about working with those therapists to reconfigure your breathing. But it totally makes sense. So I'd love for you to, you know, talk about some of the topics and techniques that you mentioned in your book that you just so beautifully, I'm going to show on there, like things like this, just so beautifully illustrated, that makes it more captivating and engaging. Like, I could certainly read this if it were just all text, because I love this kind of stuff, but I think it made it so accessible to have it the way you laid it out with all these great great technique. So why don't we start with something, maybe even that was most beneficial for your son and for yourself when you're starting the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that means so much to me that you're saying you enjoyed the illustrations, because you're right. I mean, breathwork stuff, you can really just look online and get a tutorial, and that's great. Like, that'll help you. But I really wanted this book to be an experience. And the breath is just so cool. Like, once you get into this world, it is just a direct hack into our nervous system and has such an outsized influence on the way we feel. And it affects not only your body, but also the state of your mind. And so I really wanted the reader to just feel that vital power and feel excited and feel like, oh, wow, it's so amazing. This is just like one of these wonders of the universe that's with us all the time, day and night, that we have access to. And that's why I think art is a really powerful way to help communicate the messages around the power of the breath. So for our son, you know, one of the main things that is like a take-home message for everyone is that breathing through your nose is so vitally important. And that was the whole training, right? Because when you're breathing through your mouth, you're not getting the same filter or pressurized filtration system that you get through your nose. When you breathe through your nose, you breathe more deeply into your lungs. Your breath slows down. And there's also this gas released. I did not know this before. There's a gas released called nitric oxide, which is an antibacterial and antiviral. It actually kills viruses and bacteria as they go into your body. And that all happens when you breathe through your nose. So if you're breathing chronically through your mouth, you're not getting all of those benefits. And in fact, nitric oxide also helps oxygen spread out through your body, because every time you breathe, the oxygen that comes into your body goes to every cell in your body. Incredibly. I mean, that's like 30 trillion cells. And this nitric oxide helps that happen. So the kind of like distribution of oxygen isn't as effective if you're always breathing through your mouth. So we were doing, there's a lot of exercises you can do, you know, with kids to help them breathe through their nose. The main thing we were doing was one where you exhale and then you plug your nose and then you just hold it. And this tutorial's in my book. It's an amazing exercise, though. It comes from a kind of breathing called Buteyko breathing. There's a guy who also branched out from that. It's called Oxygen Advantage. But that kind of breathing actually clears your nose. If you do those kind of breath holds a few times, it clears your nose. And that's a very fundamental breath work to start doing if you have a stuffy nose, which I've experienced a lot, because I want to do breath work and I'll have a stuffy nose, I'll have allergies, and that's a way to clear out your nose. So we're doing that with our son a lot. But what was amazing is over time doing these breathwork exercises, which, by the way, is hard. If you have kids, you know, it's hard to create this habit, make the time to do it every day. They don't always want to do it. But over time, his health improved and also his confidence improved. Like we saw him sitting up straighter and he just like seemed healthier. Like he had an aura of more just vitality. And that is another kind of effect of breath work is you get more energy and more vitality. So we are seeing that in him and in ourselves.
That's fascinating. You know, I'm just totally geeking out by all the information that you're sharing with me. I love that you shared about the filter and the nitrous oxide. I mean, just insane. And as well as that, that tool for clearing out your nose, because I find that a bummer for myself when I'm about to go into meditation and, you know, doing other exercises and I have a stuffy nose. And I'm like, oh, this is going to suck because I won't really get the full benefits. But now I have a technique, thanks to you, that I can utilize. So, you know, the name of my podcast is called Responding to Life. And the people that are listening are people who are trying to create their families. And once they have their families, through pregnancy and beyond, and helping them navigate the challenges that come with it in a way that allows us to respond to life versus just reacting from emotion, from sort of past experiences that we've had. And so I'd love for you to share with us maybe one technique that the audience that's listening can use to better respond to the challenges and stress that they're facing in their lives, utilizing the benefits of their breath.
Sure. Yeah, I'm really glad you brought this up. And I'd love to just go to the heart of the matter of what I learned through this whole experience. Because the idea of how can we respond to life, even through this whole process I'm telling you, it was a really reactionary process. Even like learning all this breathwork stuff, it was a very reactionary process. And it was a process I was engaged in with a lot of fear because I was worried about the health of my child. The, you know, the special diets, the restrictions we were doing earlier, that was done with a lot of fear. And it had this air of like perfectionism around it. Because I really, you know, I wanted everything to be done right so that I'd get the good result, which is that he's a healthy, happy child. And then it was done with a climate of a lot of anxiety because again, I'm worried about his health and I'm worried about like, what happens if this, what happens if this? And just in general, I was coming at life as a parent with a very anxious energy. I know many parents can relate to this idea of like pre-grieving when you start thinking like, oh, what if my kids get in a car wreck and they both die? Or, you know, I had that kind of track in my mind. Like maybe, I don't know how normal it is. Like, I know it's normal, but like, I think I had it more than average. The point is just, I had like an anxious way of being. And the thing with breath work is it does directly hack into your nervous system. It does calm you down. But the mind-body system is one thing. So if my, you know, I calm myself down, that helps me access better, more positive thoughts. But if I'm then, you know, still locked in this belief system that just starts generating more anxious thoughts again, it's like that brings up, that puts my nervous system back into a threat response. And then I have to calm myself down again with the breathing. And it's just kind of like this anxious cycle. And so the tip I'd share that was like the big monumental shift that helped me start responding to life rather than reacting is I learned that the most important thing to do is to just remember that it's all going to be okay. Like find a way to assure yourself that this is whatever happens, it's all going to be okay. There's so much in life that's out of our control. And even as there's things that are within our sphere of control, like, you know, our diets or our household or how we're raising our children, even that, you know, like you get one area of life buttoned up and you get the house cleaned and then some other catastrophe happens. And so just that's what true life is. Like true life is this give and take. It's this flow. And to be able to just ride the waves of life without an anxious energy, but rather with the energy of like, wow, what's happening? Like, I have faith that the universe is holding me or that God's holding me. Like this more expansive energy. That's what helped me to just have a shift and kind of break out of this pattern of anxiety, which in turn helped the health of my children. Because as all anxious parents know, we are transferring anxiety onto our children. Like we're greeting them with this heavy energy again of perfectionism or like an overbearing energy. And that kind of anxious attachment or anxious relationship is, it stimulates your threat response, your fight or flight nervous system, which doesn't help promote health. So that was the big shift. And just to like rephrase that, everything, are the most important thing in life right now for me is to make my nervous system feel safe. And that's what kind of echoes out and allows me to have, you know, more joyful life and more connection in my relationships and deeper connection with my children.
Well, I totally love that. Thank you so much for sharing your own process as an example for how, you know, our listeners can utilize sort of that same framework, because you're right. It really does begin sort of, as you were saying, with our mindset and how we're, the lens through which we're looking at our given situations, and then the choice that we have, you know, the choice is within our control of what we decide to do with that. And from what I was hearing, you were in the beginning choosing all these sort of reactionary angles, and then realizing then about the greater scheme of things and your place in it and the way in which you can navigate through that. So that definitely echoes throughout your beautiful book. And so I just really appreciate it, especially, you know, there are all these little messages as, you know, as I flip through it, I can just like go through and just open it. And then I'll get this beautiful message that I feel like, oh, is meant to receive that today. You know, I love books like that or tools and things like that, that have that. So, this is definitely
cool. Thanks.
Gonna be on my coffee table for people to pick up. Maybe you can share with us. Oh, you know, one thing that I'm really into these days is the Vegas move. I'd love for you to share about all of that with us in relation to breathing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, I mean, your nervous system is constantly scanning the environment to decide if you're safe or if there's a threat. I mean, that's just happening through all of our senses. That's the job of our senses. And your autonomic nervous system is the like big network of nerves that's connecting your brainstem to all the organs and different parts of your body. And that nervous system has these two main branches. There's other branches, but just in general, there's the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. And, you know, we commonly know this as fight or flight. That's the sympathetic side, or rest and repair. That's the parasympathetic side. And the vagus nerve is a nerve within that. And when you activate this parasympathetic side, this like calm rest and relaxation, it stimulates the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is that brings you that feeling of openness and connection with creativity and just rest and relaxation. And what's amazing is it doesn't take long to activate. It really can happen in like 2 minutes of deep breathing. A common breath technique that I put in the book that I love, I do it all the time, is, you know, you just breathe in for 4, you hold for 4, you breathe out for 8. When you breathe in, your heartbeat actually increases, the speed increases a little. And when you breathe out, it slows down. And that's why long exhales instantly start calming you down. And so that's, that's how you can right away start giving your nervous system messages of safety.
I love doing or introducing different ways you can manipulate your breath in order to help with the given situation that you're in. And there's so many different ways to do it. Some people don't like to necessarily hold their breath. Sometimes it makes them feel a little bit more anxious. And so I have them on one technique for humming. I'd love for you to share with us a little bit about humming and how that can be another strategy for us to use.
Yeah, humming, I mean, this was also a surprise for me. And I learned this actually from the myofunctional therapist we are working with, because they were suggesting humming. And humming, just when you have your mouth closed and you're humming, it does stimulate the production of nitric oxide, I think to the degree of like 12 or 20 times more. Again, that's that antibacterial, antiviral, anti-inflammatory gas. So humming, which is like such an instinctual thing that mothers do with their babies, you know, humming a lullaby, that's actually like a very healing thing for your body. So yeah, it's really just a cool, beautiful little, I don't know, surprising fact about humming. You know, I was thinking about you because you are a meditation teacher, and I wanted to see what you think about something. I had learned different meditation techniques, like Tibetan style and Zen, and I even did these like Vipassana retreats. And the way I learned, of course, there's always breath work. You learn to kind of focus on your breath. But another thing you learn is to kind of observe your thoughts a little bit from a distance. And then you just kind of let things pass by. So if you're having a negative thought, if you're having a positive thought or whatever, you just let it go, which I think is really great, especially if you are someone who's brooding or having like a negative thought loop, to like have that little technique where you can kind of step outside of yourself. But when I was doing this research, I learned a technique, and I have this in my book as well. It's a breathwork technique. I called it mindful breathing, where you just do breathing, but you breathe however you want. You can do whatever breath work technique you want, but you just enjoy it. And so you're just in your body enjoying it, and you're trying to enjoy it. Like you're trying to just like let it feel pleasurable. Yeah, I was just curious what you think of that, 'cause I felt like that was very different from the way of like, oh no, you just watch. If you feel pleasure, you just watch it from a distance and let it pass. This one was very like embodied, and you're just feeling the pleasure. What do you think about that?
I love that. That's a great question for me. I'm not used to getting the questions back, but it's great. You know, I like to, when I teach, I try to teach it mindfulness from a very approachable and kind of realistic way to my audience. Knowing my audience are women who are trying to conceive, and then the other half on the other end of it are women who already are parents, right? And the busy schedules and like all of that. So I'm trying to show people that there are different ways of approaching it. And so, yes, you're right. There are the very structured ways of utilizing your breath and going into meditation. But there are other ways of utilizing mindfulness that speak to exactly what you were talking about, where you're not necessarily observing from afar and trying to sort of let that go so that you can be truly in the experience. You're actually living that experience. And that for me is another form of presence, because your mind isn't somewhere else. Like thinking about a to-do list, or it isn't trying so hard to focus back onto this idea of watching myself and the thoughts. Here I just get the gift of being present in this moment and enjoying this breath and seeing how it's feeling within my body, within my mind. And I think that's truly like presence. And I love that you separated that in there, because I think a big turn away for many of the people that I teach is that they view this practice, meditation, mindfulness, to be very strict, and that there are all these expectations around it that make it inaccessible for them and unapproachable. But when you can show them that there are just so many different ways of going about it that, you know, lead to this end goal of being aware, of being present, of being a strategy for reducing stress and anxiety, for improving your overall wellness, I think that's a benefit to all. So
yes,
I love that you brought that up.
Yeah, and I love, you used the word strict, and I think that's, I guess that's kind of like what I'm recovering and healing from, and all these different modalities I've tried over the years is I was coming at them as these like, this is like the exact formula for wellness or for feeling better, for health or for like calming my mind. And I had such like a strict attitude about it and followed it with that kind of like, do point A to point B, point C perfectly, and then you feel amazing. And now maybe it's like a midlife thing. I'm just like, wow, even with this breath work stuff, like if you're so serious about it and you're like, we have to do this breathing this way at this time, and like my children must do it this way, or things are going to fall apart, we're not going to reach like optimal health. Like, what kind of life are you living, So I love this idea of, yeah, I mean, obviously it's fine to have boundaries and guidance and, certain ways you want to live your life. But to have this like carry it lightly and this ease with it and this joy and this just kind of like, okay, we're trying this and like let's see how it goes. And oh, that feels great. Like, let's do it some more. So yeah, that's what, and that's really what I'm hoping to inspire with this book. I think that's why illustration and art is so powerful, because it does bring a certain like humor and levity and like, hey, we're just talking about breath here. We're just talking about life. Like, isn't life crazy? Sometimes it's so difficult, you can't make any sense of it. Wow, sometimes there's a breakthrough. Sometimes you meet someone who gives you so much insight. Like, it's just life. It's just a wild ride. And how can we, breathe through it and ride those highs and lows and just feel it all and not carry it so seriously and with a doom and gloom attitude.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's the true, right, spiritual wisdom.
Yeah. I mean, and it makes it more sustainable if you're approaching it from that sort of mindset, right? Without the strict boundaries, with going with the flow. I mean, that's really just a lesson in life of being able to accommodate your given situation. Everyone is different, and even on a given day, everyone's moods and situations changes within a given day. So you have to be able to be flexible, I feel, in your approach to things. I think that's sort of what I'm hoping to instill upon people when they're talking about their own responses to life. And when you're just talking now, that kind of reminded me of that strictness, where you started your journey with your son. You're following these sort of strict guidelines and health guidelines, and this was the only way to approach the situation. And then at a certain point, you did exactly what you're saying of just like relaxing these things and being able to approach, look at different avenues to correct your situation. And so, the same happens.
And don't get me wrong, obviously there was a certain path we were taking and we were following it, as well as we could, but it was the shift of like, this is life or death, where we're all in a panic about it to like, oh my gosh, like, okay, we're trying, because that's what you do in life. You try your best, you make an effort with the knowledge you have at that time, and then, trying to find this joy and kind of, like lightness in it. So
Well,
that's.
I keep talking with you about the book and all of this, but in the interest of time, I'd love for you to share, Misha, one last takeaway that our listeners can benefit from in terms of their own response to life, and then afterwards share with us where they can all pick up this beautiful new book that just came out.
Okay, sure. Well, I mean, I guess I'll just share what's been on my mind so much after writing this book. I mentioned that I had a mindfulness meditation in there, but I've been thinking about how mindfulness, it's that word makes us think it's like a mind thought thing, but really true mindfulness is really embodiment, right? I mean, when you're in a mindful practice, you're just feeling the world. You're feeling how the weight of your body in the chair, you're looking out and noticing with very great detail, like what you see around you, you're hearing things, you're washing dishes and you're feeling the warmth of the water on your hands or whatever. And it just brings you into this present moment. And this actually, when you do these things and do it with a spirit where you're just trying to enjoy it, it actually changes your neural pathways. And the more you do those little tiny things, right? These aren't like huge, like you're reading a book and having this massive breakthrough and you just went to a retreat. These are just like the littlest tiny things all day long, just letting your senses give you pleasure. That changes your neural pathways. It creates these new habits and you're able to get pleasure from life easier over time. So that's what I like would love to share with readers that I'm sorry, with your listeners, is that you know, we're all out here just trying our best, but these simple practices can really be revolutionary. And that's what I'm learning so much about right now. And so part of that, of course, is in my book. That's why I love the art, bringing art and words together, is I want it to be a really pleasurable, enjoyable, just great experience where you feel awesome after looking at this book. You can find it at Barnes and Noble, Amazon, just anywhere. It's all online. It's everywhere. It's called Breathe Deep, an illustrated guide to the transformative power of breathing.
Well, I can attest that, and as I've been raving about it throughout this episode, that is definitely something to pick up, and it's chock full of inspirational messages and information in a really accessible, fun, and just beautiful way. So thank you so much, Misha, for joining me today. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to connect with you and to learn from you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so great to chat with you, and I really enjoy your podcast. So thanks so much.
Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Responding to Life podcast. I hope you found our amazing guests to be informative and inspirational. For more info on how to follow them, please check out the show notes. If you liked today's episode, we'd greatly appreciate it if you could please leave a quick rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast, as it will help others find our show. For more information on Josephine Atlery Meditation and the Responding to Life podcast, please visit jatlury.com. And on the website, you can sign up for a monthly newsletter that comes with a free mindfulness guide. For daily inspiration, please follow me on Instagram at Josephine R. Atlery, and you can also check out my two books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They are called The Mindfulness Journal for Parents and 5-Minute Mindfulness for Pregnancy. Thank you again for listening today.